Welcome to WQXR's Arts File Online. It's Friday, January 29th. I'm Carrie Nolan. In this economy, it comes as no surprise that orchestras across the country are scrambling to make up lost revenue and retool their financial engines. The Cleveland Orchestra wanted to cut musicians' salaries to close a budget gap. The musicians' response was to go on strike. Andrew Manchell joins us this morning. He's an attorney who specializes in the finances and governance of not-for-profit companies. He wrote an article in last week's Wall Street Journal about the crisis, and he says many orchestras need to understand that the old business model isn't working. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
It seems as if world-class orchestras are financially unsustainable these days. What's wrong with the economics?
I wouldn't characterize all orchestras as being there, but many are. And I would say that there's a dynamics here if you go back to your college calculus, and the rate of change of expenditures has exceeded the rate of change or the rate of increase of revenue. That means they're spending more than they're getting. Orchestras have three sources of revenue as a general rule. They have ticket sales, which is somewhere between 40% and 60% for most orchestras. They have fundraising. And they have endowment revenue, which makes up the rest. Certainly, the more endowment revenue you have, the less fundraising you have to do.
So let's talk a little bit about the deal that was struck between the musicians in the Cleveland Orchestra and their management. You don't think it was a very good deal?
Well, I don't know whether good or bad is the judgment I want to make. It's not sustainable for the orchestra given the revenues that it has available to it. So if you're going to make a budget projection out 5 years, how do you make the budget come out balanced at the end of that time or during any one of those years, given the kinds of compensation that you're paying the majority of your employees?
Are musicians asking for too much money?
The short answer to that is no, in a sense. I mean, they make less than people who play for the Knicks or play for the Mets. The Cleveland Orchestra is probably more successful than either of those teams. But on the other hand, you have to look at what the revenue streams are that are available to support the operation of the orchestra. And in Cleveland, that's a particular problem. And it's not just in Cleveland. It's about aging industrial cities all around the country. And that is they've lost population. Cleveland in particular has lost Fortune 500 headquarters. I don't think there's one left. And your donor base tends to dry up, even if your ticket sales are holding up.
So why is there so much antagonism in terms of Cleveland's agreement with its musicians?
Well, I think that's really the key point. The players have got to be fully engaged in the management of the orchestra. They have to have a complete understanding of the orchestra's finances in order to be a partner in determining how to make the financial model sustainable.
So what's the solution across the board for America's orchestras?
In the short run, the solution is for managements to provide transparent financial information to the players and for the players to understand that they are full partners in responsible financial management for the institutions. There are lots of financial solutions. For example, in St. Louis, the orchestra has become much more stable than a lot of its colleagues, in part because they held costs down and in part because they have an endowment that is relatively large for the size of their operation. Endowment would be a good way to solve a lot of these orchestras' problems.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Andy.
It was a pleasure. Thank you for asking me on.
Andrew Manchell is an attorney who works with nonprofit companies. And that's today's Arts File Online from Classical 105.9 WQXR. I'm Carrie Nolan.